Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
We've had 35 resurrections of the dead. The closer they are to freshly dead, the easier they are to resurrect.
So I see this giant angel and I asked him his name. It's a financial company. And I realized this angel is here for our finances.
And that's a true literal story, by the way.
These people are charlatans. And it's about time we draw a line in the sand and stop fraternizing with the wolves.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
And away we go.
It's the Wretched Radio mail call delivery bag Q&A infotainment nationwide extravaganza featuring your voicemails, correspondences, communiques, dispatches, memorandums, and missives.
Any special message for all the kids watching at home?
What we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country.
You have 1,200 messages.
That is a bit above average.
Now here's your host, Todd Freakishly Tall Friel.
DeVille!
Here.
Ooh, sorry. That part of the range is, well, it was left in Oklahoma. This is Wretched Radio. Don't know if you know this, but virtually every night, my honey lamb and I, we sit alone and talk and watch the hawk making lazy circles in the sky. Actually, we didn't see one hawk making lazy circles in the sky of Oklahoma, but wow. We sure did feel the wind, and we had an awesome time at Oklahoma State University. Just really, 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 really encouraging. There are ministries on campuses that so invest in the students, and you can see it. You can just tell. They're stronger than their peers. We skedaddled, because that's what you do in Oklahoma. You skedaddle. Not real fast. But you still skedaddle over to Oklahoma University, where we had another great time. In fact, I just did a Peter Brady. Here's the deal. It went a little long at Oklahoma University. Okay, we finished at about 12:20, something like that. And so, sorry for whatever's going on with me, but we had such a great time and it was such an encouragement. And this might encourage you too. A building and committed people is a powerful combination on a university campus. At Oklahoma University, there is a student center. Now think student center on a university campus where it's got the coffee shop, it's got the lobby, it's got a bookstore, but it's not just one level, it's two levels because on the second floor, it has a big auditorium that seats a lot of kids. So imagine a typical university student center, except this one is owned by the Baptists and they are doing ministry on the campus and they are right next to the dormitories, the frat houses. And so they've just got people coming and going and the building is such a helpful ministry tool. But if you do not have good people leading it that really are interested in the students, that really want to invest in their lives, a building is just a barn. And furthermore, a bunch of people doing really good work, they can still do good work on a campus. But with the building, that combination is so powerful. There were just kids everywhere. And we had a delightful time, albeit went to bed past my bedtime and kind of talked an awful lot. For that, I'd like to repent to the entire state of Oklahoma. Only saw a couple of the oil. I don't want to get all technical here. Oil rig. I get oil thingy. That's, you know, that in the ground. We saw a couple of those on the way to the airport. Otherwise, I didn't see as many as I anticipated. I thought it was going to be like just littered with oil mines. Oil, that's right. Oil mines all over. All righty then, please send questions, comments, conundrums, snarks, please, to idea@wretched.org. And if you want to text, please do so at 877-282-2337. And thank you to everybody at OSU and OU. It was a privilege.
All right. Well, we're going to start with a question from Tim. Todd, my unsaved wife refuses to listen to me. She's taking against my will our daughter to a Halloween party instead of having her stay back with me to give out gospel tracts to kids at the door.
Yeah.
Any ideas?
Yeah, I think you need support. That would be my idea. There's other ideas, but you need support that can give you very specific, detailed ideas. Because there are very few. The only other configuration I can think of in a home that is more challenging is single motherhood. That's hard. But being unequally yoked, I don't know which is harder, because it has a component that is so deeply painful, and that is you don't get to share the central element of your life, and that, of course, is Jesus Christ. You don't get to talk about those things. And then you get these types of conflicts. Sunday morning going to church, do they do the youth group? What about giving your finances? You want to support your local church, and your unbelieving spouse is like, want to go on a vacation. What are you going to do? It's going to be a struggle. How do you raise the kids? What about when those kids maybe want to get baptized? What do you do? My point is, it's hard and you need support. So please find it. Find somebody at your church, several guys, potentially older guys, who can walk you through it, who can help you make decisions that are strategic and wise, because there's so many moving parts to this. One simple answer ain't going to get the job done. So the best that I can think of that you could do is get yourself support in the context of your local church, because, dude, you need it. And you need somebody to encourage you. You need somebody to pump you up. You need somebody to say, hey, dude, stay in the ring. Stay in the ring. This is your ministry. This is what God has called you to. You're not there by mistake. You didn't marry the wrong woman. She's the right woman, and she's your ministry. And in order to do a very difficult ministry, because the emotions are so profound, get yourself some support in the context of the local church.
Yeah. I would say I would be careful about, I mean, I understand what he's saying, but I would be careful about looking at it as a battle of the wills, your will versus your wife's will, because it's not a disagreement between a husband and a wife. It's a collision of worldviews at this point.
Oh, it's very deep and profound.
Yeah.
And some of these things, like who takes the kid to what event, look, that I get it. That gets tricky and that gets dicey. And you're going to need, I think, some outside counsel as to which hills you should die on and which ones you shouldn't. That is why the best thing is customized advice. And this is what the church is all about. This is what we should be about. I'm sure there are older guys in your church who have walked in your exact same pair of shoes. Tap into that. They'll help you out. They will give you the wisdom that you need so that you can also be an effective evangelist with your spouse. And that's dicey business. Dicey in that a misstep can set off a landmine that blows up everything. Find support in the local church. And hang in there, dude. This is your ministry. 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Anonymous, a text. Todd, is the Serenity Prayer good theology?
Oh, wow. Lord, grant that I can take the things that I can't and won't do and then make me feel better.
Can't change or, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
All right, look the thing up so we can work with it accurately here. I can't remember. I could be totally wrong about this, but in my mind, I put it that Serenity Prayer in the file labeled R for Roman Catholic, but I could be wrong. It could be something that people pray. And if it's biblical, then I think you can pray it. I just don't know if it's biblical or not. All right, well, how does that thing go again?
God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
It's fine. I just think there's more theologically robust prayers that would invoke, you know, sovereignty and that God is in control. And so rather than, hey, just let me accept this stuff, I prefer to see it differently. All of the stuff, including unsaved spouses, are a gift from God in that he is doing something in them. Remember, he only does things for his children. He never does things to his children. And so, yeah, accept the things that I can't change. That sounds, okay, I'm being a little picky, but it sounds more like willful resignation as opposed to trusting God. Lord, I wanted something different, but you gave me this. And I receive it because I know you only do things for your children and never things to your children. And then you can receive it with gratitude. Okay, help me, Lord, to receive, to do the what? How does it go?
The serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things that I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Yeah, okay. I just think there's just more theologically robust prayers available. I don't think it's wrong. It's just that it almost feels... It feels less than sovereign to me that God is in control of every single thing in my life. And I want to rest in his character and his nature, not just have serenity to go, okay, well, just the way it is. If I could change it, need some courage to do that, but I need some wisdom to understand the difference. I just think that there's something, I don't know, what are the words I'm looking for? But better, please send stuff, whatever it is that's wretched, to idea@wretched.org. And if and you want to text, please do. Jimmy, do you want to know what the questions were at the universities mostly?
Absolutely.
I'll tell you next on Wretched Radio.
Let's be honest. You've earned your PhD in couch sitting. You know exactly which cushion has the perfect amount of give. You are a professional. Well, congratulations. Your expertise just became holy ground. Fortis Plus has officially arrived on your TV. From your phone to now on your Roku, Samsung, LG, Vizio, Apple TV. Basically, if it has a screen and an internet connection, Fortis Plus is there. Go ahead, stay seated, but download Fortis Plus first because your couch just got promoted.
Hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you actually felt something without fear, without shame, without immediately wanting to numb it? If you're living on autopilot, you're not alone. Millions are told the same thing. It's just a chemical imbalance. Hey, take this, you'll be fine. But you're not fine. You're numb. Dr. Greg Gifford gets that, and his new series, Life Without the Numb, is available right now, absolutely free at fortisplus.org. This isn't about ignoring struggles. It's about transformation from the inside out. You know what's annoying? Everyone acts like you should just automatically know how to be a man. Like it's supposed to be obvious or something. Well, Dr. Adam Tyson is actually doing something. He's going to tell you the truth. A brand new Fortis Forum that you can find at fortisplus.org. 5 steps to becoming a man after God's own heart. It's on Fortis Plus on demand. You can watch whenever you want the Fortis Forum with Dr. Adam Tyson. And it's free because Fortis Plus is free. fortisplus.org. fortisplus.org. Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Ever feel like you're watching the world turn upside down and wondering if everyone else is seeing the same thing you are? Yeah, you're not alone. And at Fortis Institute, we're not just watching from the sidelines. We're fighting back with truth. But here's the thing. That mission, well, it takes resources. And that's where faithful gospel partners come in. The church needs more than just encouragement right now. It needs equipping. Will you stand with us? Visit FortisInstitute.org right now to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. So we decided to run the gospel through a focus group, and they loved the part about love. Then came the notes. Sin? Well, it sounds a little bit harsh. Hell? Well, that's a big negative. Saying Jesus is the only way? Well, that's just intolerant. We thanked them for their time and kept the message. If you're done rounding off the edges, Witness Wednesday here at Wretched Radio will help you share the real gospel. You can listen to your heart's content at fortisplus.org.
Lexicon. There are many words to help us understand the nature of the Bible. Words like perspicuity, the clarity of Scripture. God uses the text of Scripture to clearly communicate His character and will. God has not hidden His will for only the enlightened few to find. His truth can be clearly understood by anyone who reads His Word.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
On second thought, maybe it works. This is Wretched Radio. Jimmy got a little... Jimmy, it was a little look of panic on your face because no. I asked you a question with 6-7 seconds left. And right. But you told me that you really weren't anxious because...
I prayed this serenity prayer quite often.
Ah, it works. This is Wretched Radio. Please send stuff. Would you be so kind? Idea at wretched.org. You can also text 877-282-2337 or... You can join us on a university campus where we do Q&A, and we did Q&A that has been so encouraging. At each one of our stops, we were at Kennesaw State, University of North Georgia, and then also at Oklahoma State University and Oklahoma University. And by the way, here's a tip for you. If you're ever engaging with a student at Oklahoma University, don't ask him how long he's been a student at Oklahoma State University. Trust me, I heard that from somebody who learned the hard way. The students were asking questions that were so encouraging, and you should be encouraged by this. So imagine a room full of students, and they're asking questions on the microphone. Do you want to know what they were asking about? Jimmy, you want to take a guess? What seemed to be the major, I don't want to say concern in a negative way, but what they were most interested in?
Sure. Do I want to take a guess? Yeah. That was the question. Loneliness?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
What was it?
Evangelism.
Oh, wow.
How do I witness to fill in the blank? Mm. I have a Roman Catholic friend. There's a lot of Mormons on campus. What about somebody who says that they don't believe that the Bible is true? Just all of that. They were mostly, not all, but if I had to put a percentage on it, 70-80%. Of the questions were about evangelism. Now, how encouraging is that? That the students want their friends to be saved. We should all be encouraged by that. And incidentally, Jimmy, you're going to start next week?
Sure.
Now you got a look of panic on your face. We'll compile all of those questions that were asked, and you'll hear it for yourself. We'll play those on Witness Wednesday because... We wouldn't be violating our Witness Wednesday because they're all evangelism questions. What are your questions? Please send them to 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from KJ. He texted in, Todd, my fiance and I are getting married in December, and I was hoping for some advice. I know that I'm supposed to be the spiritual leader in our marriage, but I'm feeling overwhelmed by this call the closer we get to the wedding. My fiance is 4 years older than me, a college graduate, and her whole family has been in leading and teaching roles in churches and Christian colleges. I, on the other hand, am none of these things. How can I lead someone spiritually who is so far ahead of me in every way?
Yeah, well, you know what? You've done good already because you recognize that. And I hope you don't feel bad about that, because that's so what? So you're behind theologically from your spouse. Good on you for being able to identify that and admit that. So now that you've taken the first step, the second step would be to keep stepping, intensify it, dive in a little bit more fervently and deeply. And you're not going to become a theologian overnight that knows the answer to every single question that the Bible might pose. But it will allow you to lead your family. Just because you're not as advanced theologically as your future spouse, it doesn't mean that you can't lead. It doesn't mean that you can't read the Bible together. It doesn't mean that you can't even do a Bible study together. And she should be seeing you, recognizing that you're not quite as astute as she is, but wow, he's trying, so up. let's do this. And she should be willing to maybe do something that for her is a little bit less robust, and you should be straining then to move in her direction. And when you do that together, you should meet in the center, and it should be a sweet time. So don't feel like you're disqualified just because you don't know as much. Talk through it. No doubt she's aware of it too. And that's okay. But this will make, I promise you, this will make all the difference in the world for her and for her family who might be looking on. the worst decision that you can make confronted with this situation is to adopt an attitude of passivity. Don't do it. Jump in. Go for it and lead. And even if it's something where they're like, yeah, we studied that like 40 years ago, they're not going to cop an attitude on you because they're going to be like, look, our son-in-law is really giving it a go. He's being a spiritual leader. You don't have to have a PhD in theology. You need to have the attitude that says, Lord, this is my assigned role. I am going to step into it and I'm going to do it. Honey, let's go. And it'll take some extra work on your part. But the blessing will be your spouse will be encouraged and you are going to grow. There's one other thing that I might suggest. If you're talking about how to be a spiritual leader in your home, just move. Don't forget, there's other components than just doing Bible studies as a family. It's how you're living. It's how you're speaking. It's how you're behaving, how you're using your time, what your attitude is about all the stuff that has to get done. You can be a magnificent leader in all those areas also because we're called to be an initiator. Be the one who's like, come on, we're getting up. We're going to church. No, we're doing Bible study. I know there's a big game. Don't care. We'll have to record it. Do they call it TiVo? Is that still a thing? I don't know.
I've not heard that in a while.
However you record a football game, lead the way in spiritual things. Lead your family in all areas of life. And especially in the area of repentance, I cannot tell you how crucial that is. Be a man who's willing to say, honey, I done blew it. Forgive me. I'm sorry. That is everything in a marriage. If you want it to be like firing on all cylinders and everything is lubed and running right, you need to be a repenting husband. It will serve you well. And hey, you could go to fortisplus.org. You could learn to be a repenting husband. We have a resource called Drive By Marriage. It is absolutely free. The whole shebang is free. It's only audio, but it's so good. And you could listen to it even with your spouse and do the study guide, which is F-R-E-E, nothing. It will cost you nothing. At fortisplus.org, 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Anonymous. Todd, I'm a 20-year-old guy, and I've struggled with porn most of my life. In the last few years, God has saved me, and I've genuinely repented of my sin. But I still struggle with porn and beg him to take this burden for me nearly every day. I fall every few months and recently failed again. I feel like a hypocritical wretch who can't even approach God in prayer because I keep going back over and over for the same failure. I'm tired of repeating the same endless process.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you feel that? That's what porn does to young men and young women. It entraps them and then it tortures them. And it is a painful cycle for the porn struggler. But that is the key right there. Dude, you're still in the game. You're struggling. You still hate it. That is a magnificent sign. You are indeed a Christian. Now, as a 20-year-old male, how do you overcome it? Well, believe it or not, the answer to that question is really simple. The simplest way to stop watching porn, this is, and I'm not saying this is the best way. The simplest way is to cut it off. How do you have access to it? Whatever it is, get rid of it. Really, I'm not kidding. It should be that radical. The amputation of what is causing you to sin is the step that Jesus recommends. Pluck out your eye, cut off your hand. Now, he's not saying to do that to your body. He's saying, cut yourself off from the source of your sin. Just run away from it. Be done with it. You say, I can't live without a cell phone. I say, I'll bet you can. What does it profit a man if he has a cell phone but loses his soul? So that's the easiest. Now, that doesn't mean it's the best. The best is that your heart hates porn because right now, believe it or not, you don't currently hate porn. Now, this email was heartfelt and sincere, but you don't do what you hate. You know what I hate? I hate banging my fist with a hammer. I hate that. So you know what? I don't do it because I actually do hate it. Now, if I didn't hate it, I would hit my hand with a hammer because I actually liked it. You're watching it right now because you love it. What does it take to not love it? You need to love something more. You need to grow in your love for God where you just simply do not want to do that thing because you no longer love it. You despise it because you have a love that is far greater. We have a resource. Guess what? It's free too. Play the Man. The whole thing. It's on the YouTube machine. We have it at fortisplus.org. I don't think we don't have a study guide with that, but it does have questions at the end of each chapter in the printed form. I commend it to you. I encourage you because it will point you in a better direction than mere amputation. It will point you to Jesus, grow your affection for him, which will expulse your current love. Until tomorrow, go serve your King.